In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The CDC reports that the community level for Buncombe County remains at a low level for the week ending March 27th. Every county in North Carolina has been low for the past 3 weeks. About 90% of the counties in the U.S. are at a low level, with less than 1% at a high level. The CDC reports that the community transmission level for Buncombe County remains at a substantial level for the week ending March 27th. Most counties in North Carolina have been at a moderate level. More than 30% of the counties in the U.S. are at a high level, with about 10% at a low level. The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on March 25th indicate last week's total cases are up by 16% from the previous week. 68% of the total population have received their initial vaccination series. 33% of the people with their initial vaccination series have had the updated booster, up 1% from last week. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations has decreased by 1, and of ICU patients has decreased by 1 from last week. An updated COVID-19 booster is now available for eligible persons 6 months and older. It is more effective at protecting against severe illness and death from the new variants. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated booster. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. For a county at a low community level, like Buncombe County, the CDC recommends, if you are at high risk for getting sick, wear a high-quality mask in a public indoor space. If you plan on being with someone at high risk for getting sick, consider self-testing for COVID-19 infection and wear a high-quality mask when indoors with them.